guys seemingly built off the emotion throughout. It kind of built up and built up. There's a moment in the third quarter when Polk ran over that Bengals defender, and I saw you guys jump up off the sideline. It seemed like you guys fed off that even more in that third and fourth quarter.
That's what good teams do. You know, you have each other's back, and, you know, when a play like that happens in the game, you know, it just gets everybody's going because, you know, that's one of those plays that, you know, this is a tough team over here, and have a guy like Polk coming in and just continue running hard and pounding away and then go through three defenders and do something like that. It fires everybody up on the sideline.
You practicing juggling lately?
Nah.
I mean, you juggled it like three or four times in the air. Did you think at some point you're going to come down with it and do something?
I just kept saying to myself, I can't let this ball get away from me. And I just tried to concentrate as hard as I can. You know, it's a big play for our team, you know, getting them back out of territory and, you know, getting the ball to the offense and things like that.
It seemed like late in the first half there was a moment in which you decided you were going and finding A.J. Green. Was that your decision to make? Did you decide, hey, I'm just going to go find him? Or was it just that was the way the defense laid out?
That was the way the defense kind of laid out. Of course, you know, he's a great receiver and things like that. Had respect for those guys. But it was kind of the way the game was called today and some of the formations we were seeing. We just knew overall as a team we had to go in here and keep the deep ball off of us and tackle and make plays when we needed to.
They showed you early in the game some funky formations. Emery and Henry, they had six linemen out there at times. But you guys kind of weathered the storm and they never really went back to it. But it seemed like your tackling out in space really kept those long plays from happening against you guys today.
Yeah, the coaches there prepared us for, you know, different looks. And we knew it was going to come in and get multiple looks. You know, they're a great team with doing things like that, you know, getting your different looks and coming back to another look and making you think as a defense. And I think guys just communicated well today, you know, from the front seven to the back end. And we just made the tackle when we needed to and just got in the right defense and played, you know, sound fundamental football.
I'm sure you've been asked this, coming back to Cincinnati where you played your ball. You won in 2011, you come back in here in 2015. Extra sweet that you beat the Bengals, your former team?
Oh, absolutely. It's always, you know, a little sweet to come back here and beat your old team and things like that. But it's nothing about me personally. It's just about this team, you know, taking the next step in the right direction and just coming in here and getting a great team win altogether.
Congratulations, Jay.
I appreciate it.
You intercepted it twice, huh?
Yeah, I actually had one. You know, I let it get away from me. You know, it was a great third down stop, but I would like to have the interception. But, you know, of course, you know, they had to punt the ball and give it back, so I'll take that also.
What was different about you guys tonight? It seemed like you guys just sort of cut it loose and swarmed to the ball.
We're just playing sound ball. You know, guys are communicating well on defense, and we understand what we need to do and when we need to make a play. And, of course, you know, it's big for us. We've been playing great on third down all year long, and we kept that going today, and I think that was part of the ball game today.
What's it mean that some of these guys that have come in, Yates, Charles James, Brian Peters, made some big contributions? What's that do for a football team when you started the season and guys that come out of nowhere do that?
It shows your depth that you have and, you know, the coaching staff that goes out there and you make sure the next guy's always ready. You know, Charles came in, you know, stepped right in and played well today. You know, Brian Peters also, you know, and TJ Yates, I told him on the sideline, he's been here before, came in here and won before. So, you know, it goes all back to having confidence in yourself as a player and great coaching and taking it from the practice field into the game field.